You look especially beautiful this morning, Monza. She sighed as if that was an accident, as if she hadn't spent an hour preening herself before the mirror. Facts are facts. Stating them isn't a gift. You only prove you're not blind. She yawned, stretched in her saddle. Made him wait a moment longer. But I'll hear more. Logan plunged through the trees, bare feet slipping and sliding on the wet earth, the wet pine needles, breath rasping in his chest, blood thumping in his head. He stumbled and sprawled onto his side, nearly cut his chest open with his own axe, lay there panting, peering through the shadowy forest. Chapter 1. Our Riches. The human race has travelled a long way since those remote ages when men fashioned their rude implements of flint and lived on the precarious spoils of hunting, leaving to their children for their only heritage a shelter beneath the rocks, some poor utensils, and nature, vast, unknown, and terrific, with whom they had to fight for their wretched existence. As they walked through the gate together and out onto the pavement, Emmy asked, "How did you feel about that drama lesson, then?" "What do you mean?" Claire replied. "It was quite tough to know what to say at first. How about you?" Atop each peak, with world in view, sits past, sits present, sits future true. The old, the now, the yet to come, sing songs so sickly sweet. The hum. That one is written and narrated by George Gibb. Such a Renaissance man.